Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of Rampage Rants Friday Night Fatality. And we are here to give you the State of ERN 2021 address. My name is Sadistic Sean David, along with my co-host.
The reason why the show and the station will never be a bag of dicks, Chaos Katie. Here we are.
All right.
Hi. But you're wondering why we're here.
All right. Oh. As some of you know, Steve Kane has been dealing with a number of health problems. It seems like that's going on for quite an eternity now. He is finally rounded the corner. He is entering a rehabilitation center and is going to be, we don't mean drug rehabilitation, we mean physical rehabilitation center, to be able to get back to where he was. And we hope to have him back, hopefully, within the next month or two. It's been a very different time here. It's been a very different time here at the Evolution Radio Network without him. We thought we had somebody that was going to come in and fill in. Evidently, that's not going to pan out. I'm going to be looking for other guest co-hosts to fill in as we can. But the main reason we are here tonight is I was broke with some news about a couple weeks ago. And unfortunately, Katie's got to break this news to everybody because it's going to affect the way things also run around here. So I'm going to give Katie the floor, and then we'll come back.
Well, folks, this is why in October I'm always stressing, play with your babies. Well, folks, we found something. They did a biopsy. We got some cancer going on. So in the next 15 weeks, every other week, for 8 weeks, I will be having chemotherapy. After that, for 5 weeks, 5 days a week, yeah, you heard it right, I will be having radiation. It will be a last resort for a mastectomy. They're going to do their best to maintain my breast. Is that right? Wow. But here in Ontario, if this happens to you and you have to have your breast removed, they replace it for free. They do reconstructive surgery, so I will be opting to have that if that happens. It's going to be a long road. And, yeah, everybody knows I've been pretty optimistic, but today I had an asshole radiologist just not be very kind about the whole situation. So I'm feeling a little bit of a shadow, you know. I'm not going to give up, but it just, you know, it gave me a holy fuck moment. You know, this
right.
is real.
Right.
You know, so I start chemo on Tuesday, folks. And chemo, if you do not know, it can last anywhere from 5 minutes to 8 hours. Don't worry. Well, I'm not going to be doing no 8 hours. If I am, they better be feeding me. And, yeah, that's going to be fun. But, yeah, I'll be able to walk around as I like. I'll be able to go outside if I want to. Let's say September is when I'll be finished everything. And, yeah, I'm going to lose my hair. I'm not looking forward to it as well. I've always had long, curly hair. Yeah. I'm going to sound a little shallow for a moment. I'm going to be bald, but that's okay, too. That's okay. So what? I'll look like a dildo with yours for a while. Who cares? But I'm going to try and do shows the best that I can because, as I said, I'll be doing chemo every 2 weeks. So we'll see what I feel like on the off weeks. But I also know sometimes you only feel like shit for 4 days. So being as that'll be like, what, day four? Yeah, I might be able to do Thursdays. We'll see. You never know. But if I'm puking, folks, you don't want none of that. You really don't. You don't want
right.
any of that. You really don't. But I'm optimistic that this is going to help.
She is, Steve has given off the time that he needed to recover, and that will be the same situation here with Katie. She can pop in when she wants to. Steve will hopefully be back in the next couple months. I don't know how often we're going to be on because I'm not going to do this without a co-host. I might pop on every now and again. But
yeah,
I'm
has to wait. Steve
right.
has to wait because his phone is on lockdown. Dila has
yeah.
locked him off his phone. He gets nothing. Nope. Nothing.
Yes.
I think
he
when he
nothing.
Was in the hospital, he was allowed to use a love tablet to watch wrestling and such. I don't have a clue if the old man has been listening to us. And yeah, if he has, I hope he's had a few laughs at us. Because, well, we're nothing without you, old man. We really aren't. We're not. We're just not. And then, yeah. And that's not why I'm not going to do the show. Not because Steve's not here. It's got nothing to do with it. I just know I'm going to be feeling very shitty. And that's the long and the short of it. There's nothing else I can say about it.
Right.
Yeah, but I got a cute wig in my color. It's in red like I have. And for the first time ever, folks, I'm going to have bangs. Oh, my God. I'm going to have bangs. No. No. I mean, like, my bangs usually come down, like, just past my chin, you know? And just, like, put them over here somewhere, you know, whatever. Put them, when I do my pigtails, I'll incorporate them into my pigtails. It means my hair's all one length. You know, it's easier to put all back. Like, seriously, my hair's been all one length since I was 18. So, yeah. I'm going to try some new styles and some new wigs. And maybe one day I'll come home with ebony hair or maybe purple hair. No, I don't know. I don't know. People are telling me. There's a show of people saying, you know what, Kate, you should go purple. Like, what? Me? What? Are you kidding me? I don't know, man. Maybe
right. Katie, are you in the studio? There, somebody that wants to talk to you in the green room. I'm sure before we bring him,
I'm
them on.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna run in there. And I just threw Mr. Jim Spraggan on. The air with us. Good evening.
That's fine, honey.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. Were you listening?
Yes, I was. That's why I called up.
Okay.
Just to let you know if you need anything, anybody
yeah.
to talk to, or anything like that, because I'll be praying for you. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I've been leaving out of my post. That I'm at the cancer center. I'm only putting the name of the hospital there. And I'll tell you, yeah, I'm there getting a CT scan done. Yeah, they injected me with dye again today. So I got to be an official glow girl. That's twice now. yeah. And Roxy after herself endorsed it. So it's okay. But yeah, I got a heart test done today. And, oh, yeah, it's just been go, 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 and it's just going to be go, go, go again. But it's okay. It's part of life sometimes.
You will get through this. You know that.
Oh, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to be seriously. You know, I've been through so much, and people say to me, you know, with all you've been through, you're going to be immortal one day. You know that, right? I'm just like, oh, don't say that. I don't want to live forever. I don't. I really don't. But whatever happens, happens.
You're going to get through this. Don't worry about it. Like I said, if you need to talk to somebody, I'm...
Yeah.
After 2:30 Central Time, I'm home.
Yeah.
So...
Sean, yeah. Okay. I'll figure that out. And it doesn't matter. I'll leave you a message. You get back to me. You get back to me. It's all cool.
Right, right.
When Sean found out, Sean cried. Sean cried with me. Okay? And we kept it all for... How long have we kept it from Steve? We've kept it from Steve in what?
It's been at least 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been hard to keep under wraps because it's been very trying.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, and I don't mean to bring this up, but with just
That's
losing
fine.
Tracy Smothers to cancer, this kind of hit really, really hard. because I'm still not overtraining.
Sean had a not my Katie moment. No, my Katie.
Right. And
a lot of people are having that, and I'm having a lot of people sending me messages, and they're crying, and they're sorry, and you know what, people, don't feel sorry for me. Lift me up, raise me up. Don't cry, because if you cry, I'm gonna cry, and nobody wants to see that because I ugly cry, and it's not pretty. Then my eyes are gonna get all watery, and then I have to wipe my eyes, and then and my eyes are all red. And just, not having any of that. No, don't want it. Don't need it. I've had one person that seriously, that the pity is just amazing, and I'm just like, stop, please don't, just don't. Because I can't take this. I really can't.
Yeah. I mean, and it's tough, but you know what? You were one of the toughest broads that I ever ran across, and I know Jim Spraggan can say the same thing when we were bashing on Revolution Wrestling. You were very vocal, Katie, so
yeah.
You were one tough cookie.
Yeah. That's before we stopped using all the F-bombs. Yeah, I've used my one F bomb for the night, you know. Oh yeah, you're allowed one, two with the two, but no more. I've been here for 7 years, and people, I'm going to be here for another 7 to 10 more of shows.
Well, absolutely.
As long as Sean wants to do them, and as long as Steve wants to put up with them.
Well,
that's just the truth.
At some point, the old man has told us that we are bound to drive him legitimately crazy, and that may happen sooner rather than later. But I am very thankful for the time that I've had doing this. And you know what? At the end of the day, maybe I could use a little bit of time off myself from doing these too. So this is a good thing all around. It's going to give us the time to sit back and restructure and reformat and get everybody back together. And we're going to continue to do this thing. This thing isn't going anywhere. It's just going to be hit and miss for a little while longer. And then it'll probably be Steve and I holding down the fort, Katie popping in when she can, and maybe sometimes Crime Fighter and anybody else that feels like popping in. So we're going to be touch and go with Steve, obviously, because, you know, he's still recovering himself. So it's been a trying year. I thought 2020 tried my patience. Oh, no. Welcome to 2021. And I kid about that, but I'm not. I'm also being a little bit facetious because it's true.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just the truth. 2020 was a pain in my ass, and now 2021 is being an even bigger pain in my ass. But the good news is wrestling is returning. We've got now 2 dates signed in Elgin, Illinois, with NWA. And the first one is signed June 19th, and it will feature the Murder Hawk Monster, Lance Archer, and the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels. JD is very jealous.
Yeah. No. You are going to get a picture of each, have them signed and mailed in to me. I do not care what it takes. I do not care what it takes. You are going to call me with both of them, especially Christopher, beautiful, bald-headed Daniels. Say hello. I'm going to tell him and I look alike right now. Okay? No, people, I'm taking this bald thing in stride, okay? I know. If I'm going to be bald and I can do it, I might get a really cool tattoo on my head. So, yeah, something busting out of my skull, you know, would be cool. I told that to my driver today, and he goes, but will the hair grow back over the tattoo? And I just looked at him.
Yes.
I said, oh, you get things done. Sometimes there's places that need to be shaved, and the hair goes back over that, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm just like, thinking to myself, are you a fucking pothead? Are you a pothead? That's all I was thinking of myself, you know? And I was just like, okay, I know I smoked one before I left the house. And yeah, sure, I had a caramel before I left the house too for pain. But come on, man. Nobody's this soapy. It's too funny. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny when your driver basically asks you where you can get some weed, you know?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, dude. That's all I said. I don't know. I'll tell Sean the rest of the story later. It's just too much. It's too much. But, yeah, he cranked some Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi swimming in and whatnot on the way home. So that was kind of good. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to say this, and I say it all the time. Okay, I'm in the hospital. I'm like, okay, this counts as an outing. You know that, right? The nurse agreed with me. So I'm going up the elevator, and I look at the nurse beside me. I go, this counts as the music part, right, doesn't it? She goes, yeah, it does. Yeah, we're having fun at the hospital. I have to have fun with the nurses. They put up with a lot of BS all day. You know, they're putting up with cranky idiots and assholes and people who don't want to do as they're told and jerks yelling at them and calling them every name in the book but a white man or a white woman, depending on who's nursing you. And it's just, inside of me, I'm screaming. And I'm just like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. This sucks balls. I really don't want to be here. But on the outside, I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, if you remember Robin Williams, remember one thing. Spraggy can totally agree with me here. I can compare him to Dusty Rhodes because this is what it reminds me of. The second he walked on that stage, a man didn't have to say a word. The crowd would just rise
loved
to the stage, and they loved him. And the man couldn't walk on the stage without me laughing. Okay? And it's just, that's what I do. It's like, okay, it's time to make people smile. You know? Like, that's who I wanted to be when I was growing up. I wanted to be more. I wanted to be Robin Williams. I wanted to entertain, and songs let me for 7 years.
And you're welcome for that. Sorry, I had to step away. Mama came home, and I had a handyman here today getting a lot of projects done at the house, so she had to tell me that she approved of the work. So,
hey, Mama.
You know, there is just a lot of love and support that is coming out for Katie and Steve, and we appreciate that because you fans are the reason we do this. And, you know, getting back to working with some of the names that I'm getting to work with in June, if Katie could be here for that, she would be, and hopefully Steve gets to be there for that. It's an honor, and it doesn't happen because of, you know, not hard work. The promoters of this company that I work with are very, very hardworking individuals, and I don't know if anybody else has seen the schedule, but it's going to be long. And Great American Summer Tour kicks off in June. It will end in August, and there's more dates being added after that. So various states, various towns, and I will be at as many of them as I can. Obviously, I just don't have the ability to travel out to Nebraska at this time. I wish I did, but it's going to be good stuff. And we had to take the whole year of 2020 off, so... but we're being safe about it. That's the whole thing. You got to continue to be safe. And there are some people that have a problem with that. And I'm sorry, but I have to keep myself, my family, my staff, and anybody that's coming in and working for us safe.
You know what that at the end also of the day. Means? You know what this also means? Speaking of safe, they've put cancer on the list of people with mandatory shots of vaccines.
Well, that'll be
and
a good thing.
And their caregiver, so which means...
Well, that'd be an even better thing.
Yeah, there's my caregiver. There you go. I don't have to wait till no frickin' July. You know, if I can have... Yeah, they said the cancer patients can have it, and I really, really hope I can, because that'll just get another thing out of the way while I'm at it. May as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, there's just so much going on this year that it's we'll see what the future holds, and I am excited for it. You know, there's just, even with everything that is going on with Steve and Katie, the show will survive. Everybody thinks, oh my God, they're gone. No, you bitches haven't seemed to kill us yet. Won't kill us now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to
We're
say
not
that.
Gone. We're not gone. It's a freaking illusion. Okay. It's an illusion. You're not, no. Not true. Not real. Not happening.
So,
like I said,
there
I'm coming
is,
back in 10 years.
There is a lot of wrestling companies that are coming back. I hope that most of them continue to be safe. I know some of them won't. And, you know, you have to remember that at the end of the day, it's not just, you know, people have to think of the big picture. And some people don't have that ability. If you don't have the ability to do that, you're not going to keep everybody safe. And if you can't keep everybody safe, you don't need to be running. That's just the way it is. Because there has to be sacrifices made in order to keep everybody safe. And that's all, just all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'll say something. I don't care. Like the one that's going to be probably about 3.5 miles away from my house. Yeah.
Well,
not mentioning any names. Just saying.
No. But you know, it's the way it goes, and they have done some events in other places, and it's just, look, the writing's on the wall for that. I will be, you know, you can hear the death bells already starting to ring because the funding will eventually run out. And if it doesn't, I will be shocked. But then again, it's wrestling business, and not everything shocks me anymore. 19 years celebrated next month for me doing this.
Yeah.
I started in April 2002. And look, there's the stories that I can tell, you know.
oh,
boy.
God, yeah. Oh, stories you can tell? Yeah. I'm sitting in the back of the Uber today, and it's the guy asked me what I do for fun. So, I'm told him about the show, right? And he's like, okay, anybody I would know that you interview? So I named a couple off, and then it starts telling stories. It's just like, oh, my God. Nothing about the boys, of course. I wouldn't do that. But, I mean, just stories that have been told by Hugo, stories that have been told by Sam Houston, stories that have been told by, of course, Road Warrior Animal, and by the Godfather, and by so many, many, a multitude of people who have been here, you know, right down to Bobby Eaton. So, okay, like.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, the guy, yeah, the driver didn't know who B. Brian Blair was. I wanted to strangle him.
But, you know, there are companies that just don't understand that that there are certain things you can do and can't do. And some of those are running, you know, within the next couple weeks. And I don't understand it. I try to understand it. I go to gym all the time, and I'm like, look, I don't get why this is happening. I don't get why people don't. It seems like morals are gone. And Jim has known me long enough to know the one thing that I have is morals. When it comes to doing this stuff, and there are lines I won't cross.
What do I tell you all the time? Sometimes we're just not meant to understand.
Well, that's true too.
We're just not meant to.
Yeah.
Or need to.
These morons run on the first night of WrestleMania. Good luck getting people there. Have a nice day. You never mind. It's gotta be.
Yeah, we're gonna run an event the first night of WrestleMania. Who do you think is gonna win that? I'm gonna stay at home and I'm gonna order a pizza and watch WrestleMania, or I'm gonna go to a live show. Somebody said they were gonna start earlier, but still, man, $50 on WrestleMania, another $20 for their show. I don't see it happening. The smart thing to do would have been to get a big screen that you could have put outside and order WrestleMania and put that on the big screen and go, hey, come watch a live show in WrestleMania for one money.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can think out that person has the ability to think a little bit outside of the box like that. And it's unfortunate because, you know, something like that would draw. But and I did events like that over in the Quad Cities with a promoter I will not name, but they did work. You can do those, and they do work. But you have to be creative. You can't have a little TV screen and go, okay, we have our pay-per-view. No. You got to have it on multiple screens. Everybody's got to be able to see it. So, you know, that's the thing about some of these promoters that are out there. They cannot think outside of the box. And if you can't do that and adapt in 2021, you won't survive. So June 19th, Elgin, Illinois, July 24th, both outdoor, all ages friendly events, and VIP is going to be extremely limited. So when those go on sale, you better get them fast. MWA Pro Wrestling on Facebook. Very excited about this. People have been asking about our return to Janesville, Wisconsin. It is coming. We are working on that. We're working on so many dates. It's not even funny. So, you know, just be on the lookout for all the dates that are coming. I'm excited, but, you know, I also know that we need to be cautious. And I want to make sure that everything's being done and done right. Because we, like I said, we have to keep everybody safe, and it's not just about us, it's about the fans too. Because you know,
well, the ring, you might have to make the around the ring look like a hockey arena, full out plexiglass.
No, we are gonna do everything we can.
They're not hard to get. It's not hard to get.
June 10th, it starts in Lincoln, Nebraska. So if you're out in Lincoln, Nebraska, listening to me, be there. There are just so many conventions that are hopefully coming back and festivals and fairs. I know Katie will hopefully get her fair food this year. She's been craving it. I have too.
Good
funnel cake.
So remember September, I'm done everything in September, and that's when the fair comes back is during Labor Day weekend. Right? It's like for 2 weeks, right? It's the week before Labor Day and then Labor Day, you know, and then to the weekend, just before the kids go back to school. So it's usually the next day we went back to school. I remember that. That was very spending the whole night at the freaking fair and we gotta go back to school. Yeah. I'm here. Kinda. You know. Mom would run us ragged when we were kids. Oh yeah, playing all the games. And my mom hated it because every time I play a game I'd win. And you know how you trade your prize. You trade your prizes up, right? I came home with this giant gorilla. And oh, my God, she was so pissed off. So I'm playing this one game, and you pull a string, right? And if you win, the bear comes up, right? So if you win that damn bear, I'm smacking him in the back of the head. So I pull the string. Sure enough, the bear comes up. I go, now what? She just looks at me and says, damn it, just take your bear and let's go. I had scads with stuffed animals from the fair.
Concerts are coming back. There's one over in Jim's neck of the woods that I might be going to.
Yes.
I haven't decided yet. So,
I will be there Thursday night and Saturday night.
You got to, you know, they're going to do it the right way and keep everybody safe. So that's what's got to be done. And it's good because the music industry, people think that only certain industries took a hit from this. Now everything took a hit. I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care who you didn't vote for. Everybody took a hit on this, and it's still continuing. You know, it's not going to go away. We're going to hopefully come up with a way to control it, and that's what's going to have to be done. It's going to hopefully eventually be like the flu, and that will be enough. It's just the way it is, and hopefully nothing else happens, but we know that, you know, this is the lovely planet we live on, and shit goes wrong all the time. So It's just the unfortunate nature of it.
Yeah, and also what, and also when you're on your other dog first too. It was just wrong. But yeah, this is our plan. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Okay, COVID's been good for the planet. All right, the coral reefs are nice and clear. Dolphins are coming back to places they've never been before. Pods of whales are being seen again. Like, things are coming out of extinction. Like, you know, the Earth is starting to live again because humans aren't there to mess with it. So we need to take that lesson as well. We need to take that lesson. I don't have a problem with it. I live in a huge, what we call here, a green space. Here, you have to have a certain amount of green space on your property. It's no lie. Okay? Like, and in parks, there have to be parks with a lot of green space because we have a lot of indigenous creatures. You know, we even have coyotes. You know, like, we've got foxes, you name it. We've got them. No wolves or anything like that. No snake. Well, we've got snakes, but not really any venomous. We've got one venomous snake. But, you know, we've got, and we have a black widow. We have a brown recluse spider. But other than that, there's not much here that can kill you. But, yeah, we've got a lot of basically personal wildlife reservation places, which is where I live. Like five minutes out back my building, you head down the bike trail, maybe 3 minutes, not even. There's a lake. You know, taking the dog for a walk at like 1 o'clock in the morning, there's a coyote. Hi. You just let them run by. It's fun. You know, but yeah. I love it. You know, and then everything's just different now for wildlife. But yeah, it's not the wildlife hour, so shut up.
So that's kind of everything that's going on, and I just wanted to bring everybody here to be able to give everybody an update and give Katie a chance to kind of update everybody as well. And that's kind of everything in a nutshell. WrestleMania is around the corner, and it's going to be interesting. Two nights of WrestleMania. Thanks, Vince. One wasn't enough.
We had 10 hours wasn't enough. 10 hours? Oh, my. It just makes you want to grab somebody by their face and just shake them until their eyes start jiggling like a crazy red doll. You know? Just shake them. What is wrong with you?
Right. Keep talking. I'm going to do something.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all about WrestleMania, but I'm used to, you know, having like the 2 to 3 hours of WrestleMania and then I can live my life again. And then it became 5 hours and then it was 7 hours. And then last year it was freaking 10 hours. And it's just like, really, man? Seriously, Vince? Yeah. And now you're not even going to give me a chance to pee? Really? Come on, Vince. AEW is worse. Okay? AEW is worse for pee breaks because they split that damn screen and they know you're not going anywhere. Okay? Even though the commercial's in a bigger freaking screen and you're looking in this tiny little screen and they know you're not going anywhere until the real commercial because they know you don't want to miss nothing. That ticks me off. If you're going to do that, at least put it in the big screen. Drives me crazy. I know, little things, but yeah, if I got to pee and I don't want to miss nothing, I'm going to be yeah. We're going to be like,
right. Well, and that's just it. You know, people don't understand that there's so much wrestling that is on that that some people just can't understand that. And then there's some people that unfortunately want to sleep with ring rats. And when you sleep with ring rats, sometimes some things happen.
Ew. And sometimes you catch some things too. Ew. Sorry.
So we're going to be hearing
I'm
a little bit about
I'm
that.
I'm not part of the ring. I'm not part of the ring, but I know what horrors are like. They're all the same. Doesn't matter.
We're going to play this, and then we're going to come back and close up. So this is something to make Katie kind of feel better.
Oh, no.
It came from Flair, and a girl with lots of pubic hair who gave it to Corny. One night he was too horny. It burns and aches. Let's put on the brakes. Back in the territory, wrestlers spread communicable disease. No one wears a mini rubber hat when you're with your favorite rat. Meeting women's good, sharing does build brotherhood. For a while it all feels great, but then it hurts to urinate. And on it goes. It spread to Dusty, it made his pipe all rusty. Then to Robert and Ricky, and that's when it gets tricky. It burns and aches, let's put on the brakes. Would have their hedonistic ways. Now it's all way too tame. Everyone plays video games. The only girls they'll see will be in virtual reality. In 85 they would heed nature's call, full on with warts and all. And on it passed through Jim Hurd, wreaked havoc on a free bird, infected the midnights with discharge spoiling their tights. It burns, it aches, let's put on the brakes.
Everybody gets chlamydia, thank God there was no social media. Damn aphrodisia, they got chlamydia.
You'll be ready and willing with a dose of penicillin.
You get to the town, you go in, you make sure they know you're there, you see what match you're on, see what you're working, then you go back out of the parking lot. Then you come back in, but if you're on late, by intermission time, you're probably going back out of the parking lot again.
Back when men were men, going viral had different meaning then. When COVID's gone, we can get back on track and bring the old days back. And on it goes.
It came from Flair, and a girl with lots of pubic hair who gave it to Corny. One night he was too horny. It burns and makes. Let's put on the brakes.
Everybody's got chlamydia. Thank God there was no social media. Damn aphrodisia. They've got chlamydia.
It's spread to Dusty. It made his pipe all rusty. Then to Robert and Ricky. And that's when it gets tricky. It burns and aches. Let's put
everybody's
on the brakes.
Everybody's got chlamydia. Thank God there was no social media. Damn aphrodisia. They've got chlamydia.
In the world did I just hear.
That's
and
what happens if you sleep with brain rats.
And now I need confirmation that I heard that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I mean, I've had to ask the voice confirmation if I saw something properly all the time. Did I see that right? Confirm. Yep.
Oh boy.
Or I'll send Sean something and say, "Can you confirm I saw that right?" Oh jeez. <geez. laughs> Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my. I have my regular listener Bill is like, "What in the?" Yeah, he gave me a WTF. So. Yeah, so
left out. And the worst part is it's catchy because I listened to it once on Cornette's podcast, And I'm like, oh, my God. And I was out somewhere, and I was like, and I heard that song, and I was like, no, no.
No.
So, yes, beware of the ring rats, and we promote the effect fear at the Evolution Radio Network. Just want to say that. So
you
keep yourself safe. Safe.
Yeah. Bag it up. Wear a raincoat. Do what you can. Yeah.
America. Canada.
You leave Canada alone, man. Hey, man.
All right.
Okay, we have our own STD rates. I can't say anything. There's a lot of massive facts. There's a lot of massive facts in this country. I say that, yeah.
Right. All right, Katie. Well, you got anything else you want to say, sweetheart? Because we got about 10 minutes left.
Well, when camp is bad, you better. When camp is good, when camp is careful, name it after me. Probably been done. Yeah, I have a kid out there named Mason. It's really cool. But yeah, folks, fight the good fight. In whatever you do, if you're battling anything, I'm right there with you. I got nothing. I'm good.
So, again, want to remind everybody that programming is probably going to be hit and miss between now and the next couple months until Steve comes back, and I'll be doing the show when I can. And
this is not the end of me, and it's not like you're not going to see me. I'm just going to be really crappy. You know, I have been sick on air before, but that was a different time. This is nothing. But
This is way different level of sick.
Yeah. It'll probably be the time when I had morning sickness and stomach flu at the same time. Probably be like that.
Yeah. So. We'll post updates on our pages and my personal page, and just be on the lookout. We'll get this train going back as soon as we can. And I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and listening. Katie, you have no idea how much I love you, and you're one of the toughest women I have ever met. we have had more fights than...
Yeah.
I would care to count, but...
they've always been good ones, though. You have to admit. We haven't fought. We used to fight a lot, but the past 2 years, we've calmed down, like, a lot, okay? I used to get fired once a week, okay? You don't even know. At least once a week, I was getting fired. If you're not on air on Wednesday night, you're fired. Well, the guest is fucking fired.
Yeah.
I've been fired.
Katie,
I've been fired about 20 times.
Katie quickly proved that her balls were a lot bigger than what I thought mine was. So.
mine are about the same size as yours. Yeah, about the same size.
It's been fun, but I love her to death. I think of her as a mother from another, you know. So she will get through this, and we have loving and support system here that's great for her. And if you want to send her cards or messages, send her your support, send her your love, and she'll appreciate that. And we'll give everybody updates as much as we can on Steve and Katie, and I plan on doing something to review WrestleMania.
Steve is doing awesome right now, by the way. The story doesn't know.
Yes.
He's doing awesome. He's doing amazing. So yeah, let's just say he said to Sheila, "Get me out of here," and she was like, "No, how do you think he got here in the first place?" So, yeah, Sheila's just not having it. She's not having it. Yeah.
I have already been told by his wife that he will be back when she allows it, so I don't push that. And we will be keeping everybody updated as much as possible. So Katie, we love you, and everybody else, you'll hear us again soon. Like I said,
Katie,
I plan on doing something to review. Go ahead.
Get a hold of me, Katie.
Oh, I'll get a hold again. I'll reach out. Don't worry, Spragan.
All right. All right.
No worries.
Thank you, Spragan. All right.
Much love.
I want to thank everybody for coming out. And like I said, follow our Facebook pages and my page, and we'll keep everybody updated. That's going to do it for us tonight. Katie, this is for you because, this is like one of your favorite parody songs that has ever come out.
Oh, my.
Wednesday nights I get to stay up late, watch Kenny Omega while I masturbate. Hey, Mom, I need to watch this show. Meltzer says I'm in the key demo. Meltzer says I'm in the key demo. My mom's basement, I steal her Wi-Fi and I pay no rent. AEW's cool, we've got indie stars drop out from wrestling school. Like Joe Janela at the top of the card, he trained himself in his own backyard. This is shit everyone should get, well everyone except Jim Cornette. Wednesday nights I get to stay up late, watch Kenny Omega while I masturbate. Who needs women or hanging round in bars when you can watch the Bucks and Seven Stars? I'd rather watch the Bucks get seven stars. Dynamite, the word, best ever tag team division, haven't you heard? We've got Jericho, Orange Cassidy, and my Gorillo. Like Tony, I do fantasy booking, a title tournament, now we're cooking. And I can wait to hear what Corny has to say when Marco Stunt goes all the way. Hey, Wednesday nights I get to stay up late, watch Kenny Omega while I masturbate. Hey Mom, don't come in, go away, I'm watching wrestling. Go away, I'm watching wrestling. This is wrestling heaven. Don't listen to Corny, he hasn't been relevant since 87. He thinks that Luchasaurus can't work a lick, or that Bobby Eaton could hold the candle to either Matt or Nick. He wants to cut up our heroes with a rusty fishing knife, or get them in the hot tub to play Spot the Submarine with him and his wife. And no, Mom, I'm not bitter. It has nothing to do with Jim blocking me on Twitter. And now, here comes Miro, wearing pajamas like me, he's my hero. The Young Bucks could shoot on Buck Sawyer, make Brock Lesnar take a Canadian destroyer. Don't come in, Mom. Don't come in.
Are you touching yourself again?
No.
Change the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, no.
Wednesday nights I get to stay up late, watch Kenny Omega while I masturbate. Hey Mom, I need to watch this show. Meltzer says I'm in the key demo. I am 39, I'm in the key demo. I'm a single male, I'm in the key demo. Whoa, ho, ho. Meltzer says I'm in the key demo. Meltzer says I'm in the key demo.
All right. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Yeah. We love you.
Good night.
Night.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.